You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. There is a huge, huge shift coming. I'm doing this like Taylor Swift week. There might even be some Easter eggs in my content. Pay attention. It is all leading to something new. It is coming, but August 10th, 23, something huge is dropping. This is going to change everything. This is what I've been leading up to. This is what you've been waiting for. Buckle the fuck up. Things are about to get so, so good. Hi, friends. Today's episode is going to be really fun. Get ready to take notes. Or maybe this episode is something you're going to want to come back to and take notes if you're like driving or something, because we are going to get into some really good shit. Some things in life just like need to take time and they're worth it. Think like your skincare routine, doing really good deep work in your business, deep cleaning the house. Like some things are just meant to take time. Not everything is supposed to be hacked, but other things absolutely can and should be hacked. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. I am going to go over on the lifestyle side of things. We're going to do another episode that's business hacks. But on the lifestyle side of things, just little things, little hacks that have simplified and elevated my life. And I'm going to be giving links to everything in show notes. I even have a couple of things physically in front of me so I can make sure I am covering everything and listing everything that's helped and supported me. So here we go. We're going to cover a few different like areas of life. We're going to cover beauty and style hacks. We're going to cover like life management hacks and organization hacks. Okay. And this is probably going to be like a 2, 3, 4 or a million parter because there's a lot to cover, but I'm going to keep it simple and short and we're just going to dive in. Let's start with beauty and style hacks. Okay. So for me, this is a big area of my life, not only because, I mean, honestly, I grew up with skin issues. I have had like probably the most severe acne many of you have ever seen, like big, red, oozing, like cystic acne on my face and my jawline and my neck and even my chest. Like it really, truly took over my life for many, many years. And I have just always wanted that to be better. I worked so hard to figure it out. And now that I do have it figured out, just my skin and my face and the way that I feel, not even about the way that I look, but how the way that I look makes me feel, is such an important part of my life because I have experienced how it feels to just feel embarrassed, feel ashamed, feel like no matter what you do, like you just can't feel beautiful because of like an underlying issue. So not only that, but like my job is very like video heavy. And it's kind of funny that I'm saying that because right now it is 10 p.m. I took a really late nap today and I'm like randomly super inspired to podcast. So I'm like, no makeup. If you're watching the video, this is just me hanging out with you guys at 10 p.m. in my sweatshirt and sweatpants and just vibing. But, you know, my job is very video heavy. There's a lot of interviews and things that just kind of feel like a very big deal. And I like to feel my best. And so taking care of, you know, the remaining scarring from my acne days, taking care of my skin, feeling really good, you know, feeling good in my skin, feeling good in, with my hair, my body, like I deserve to feel good. And this has been a huge part of my self-worth journey, which I've talked a lot about on the podcast as well. So Let's go over some hacks that have really supported me in simplifying my life and helping me feel elevated and, you know, just making things easier. Number one is, I know there's like big opinions on this, but I'm about to give mine. Microblading my eyebrows. So my natural eyebrows were very like, the ends were very downturned. It made my eyes, like I know that I was and am a beautiful person. I never really noticed it. It didn't bother me, but they were very downturned. So it kind of made my eyes look really like heavy, very downturned, very like sleepy. Like when I look back at photos of myself in my 20s, I just feel like, man, I didn't even really realize, like, I feel like my eyebrows look so much better now. I had them microbladed last year. And honest to God, like it is one of the best things I've ever done. Not only is they are they like more lifted, they look so natural, but also like the reason I got microblading in the first place was because I, you know, I've talked openly about like the hormone disorder that I've had that, you know, has affected my thyroid. And one of the symptoms of what I've been dealing with is thinning, like the thinning tail on your eyebrow. So I actually had like a straight up gap between like the main front and middle part of my brow and like the tail of my eyebrow. Like there was a chunk, like just literally would not grow. Like Brian has the space on his face, like on his beard, where like it, hair just doesn't grow. And the only reason you don't notice it is because his beard is so like full and thick and long, like it just covers it. Like I had one of those like spots like on my freaking eyebrow, and eyebrows are not like as bushy as a freaking beard. So it was very noticeable. I'd have to like perfectly draw it in every day. It was so obvious and weird and like chunked out if I didn't. And it was just getting really annoying. And the problem was like worsening. I ended up like really coming to a healing point with my thyroid and have worked to get my hormones more balanced. And I'm always working on that. But the damage that was done to my eyebrows during the struggle point was like permanent. Like it just wasn't growing back. So I decided to do microblading. And now I'm like telling everyone like, oh my gosh, like if you can afford it, like I felt like it was very affordable. I was actually kind of surprised just because of like what it is and how helpful it is. This will last me for like 2 years. I absolutely love them. I still have like a eyebrow pencil that I use. Like I just kind of go over the outline of the microblading. If I want my brows to be like more full, like if I'm doing like full makeup or something, but day to day, my eyebrows are done. I don't have to do anything. It's so easy. They look so good. It literally, like you cannot tell, it looks like actual hairs. Obviously, like I still have my eyebrows. Like they don't, not everyone like needs to shave them completely off. So my eyebrows are there. It's just like the fill in that I was doing every day for like the tail and the gaps is done every single day. Like it's literally been a game changer. I love it. So if you're interested in that, I recommend it. I obviously need to find someone good in your area with like crazy good reviews, but I recommend it. It simplified my life. It elevated my face and the way that my eyes look, the way like it's like a brow lift. Like it's, I love it. The second hack is falsies, false lashes. I do not get lash extensions. I kind of played with that idea a few years ago. And I think I even did an episode on how that did not simplify things for me. I felt like I couldn't sleep because like if I didn't sleep on my back, like it would mess up my lashes. Like it was so much time maintenance to keep them up. Like I hated it. I just felt like they looked really fake no matter what I did. Like I just hated it. But I use like regular false lashes. I'll link the ones that I personally love. Once you just like practice a few times and get it down, like if you're the kind of person that thinks you cannot get lashes on right, like you just need to practice. You just need to like go on TikTok, look up some tips and try again and get comfortable with it. But honestly, guys, like for me, wearing falsies, especially like the ones that I use, they're like really natural. And I use like a non-latex, like non-toxic glue because I'm like allergic to regular glues.
But using the falsies is so much faster than mascara for days that I like need to have makeup on or want to have makeup on. Maybe it's like, you know, a date night situation, or I'm going to be filming. Whenever I film, I usually wear falsies just because my eyes are kind of small. And so having the falsies on like really makes my eyes show up on camera. Otherwise, they can look a little bit drowned out, especially because I'm not like a huge eyeliner girl. So I will skip the eyeliner, skip the mascara, and just put on some natural look false lashes, and it's just like super quick. They stay on all day. It doesn't irritate my eyes because the type of glue I use, which again, I will link in show notes for you all. Like it, to me, it is, once you just get it down, the practice of applying, this is like a simplified, elevated life hack. The third hack I have for you in this section of life is overnight contour with self tanner. This is a literally, like I keep saying, this is a game changer, but seriously, these all are game changer. That's why they made the list. But this one, oh my God. So, okay. The concept is, so I have like a non-toxic, like bronzing cream, right? That's like for face and body. I'll everything linked in show notes for you guys. Here's what you do. You take like a makeup brush and you take your self tanner. Okay. And you basically apply it to your face and all the places that you would normally contour. So you're just like contouring your cheekbones, your nose, like on your forehead, your jawline. If you have a double chin or like you contour your chin, put it there, like, and then like go to sleep. Like you put it on and you let it sit overnight and in the morning you wash it off. I am telling you, between my brows being done automatically, okay, and contouring my face with self tanner, I basically don't need to wear makeup. And that's saying a lot for me and my skin and where my skin has been and where my skin is even currently at. Like I'm still such a work in progress and always like looking to like get treatments to support me with healing, like my acne scars and the redness and all of that. Like, no, I look literally so good. I don't have any on right now. So if you're watching the video, don't like look for it because it's completely faded. I'm going to do it this weekend. But anyway, it is literally so amazing, so easy. You can go on TikTok and search for how to do this to get like a video example, but this has been a huge game changer, a huge support. It has simplified my life. I go so many days with no makeup, or I'll just like, I'll have that, the tanner, and then I'll just put on like, you know, a CC cream or something like organic and light. And like, that's literally it. I am not shitting you. This is a huge time saver, huge help. And the final hack in the beauty and style section of this, and we're going to get into the other areas of life, is my dry shampoo and blowout routine. So I actually don't really use like typical aerosol can dry shampoo anymore. Using those cans is just linked to a lot of health problems. It's actually linked to some hormone issues and imbalancing that I'm just really trying to stay away from, and also like cancer, and it's just really toxic. So I have like a natural, like kind of shake on, tap on powder that I use as dry shampoo, and I actually love it. It is a little bit of an adjustment once you get used to it. I love it. I do not miss dry shampoo. I can use this, you know, before the gym to kind of help soak up sweat after the gym, like on super greasy hair days, like however long I need to go, this dry shampoo will support me. So I will link to that. But this is what I've been kind of doing. Like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I like almost never wash my own hair at this point. Like it's really cool. So here's what I've been doing. Every 8 days, I go and I get a blowout. So I go to a salon. My recommendation is to find a salon. Maybe it's like a chain, like Drybar or something, or just like your local salon, wherever you go to get your hair done normally, and ask them if they have a monthly subscription on blowouts. Guys, mine is literally like the bougiest, most beautiful salon near my house here in Scottsdale. Like I love going there. It's such a vibe. I love being there. It's just like feels so refreshing and so high vibe to be in that space. And literally like my membership is $100 a month. And of course, I realize that is not an option for everyone. And it is like such a privilege for me to be able to have built my business up this way and be able to afford doing things like this. But if you can swing it, do this. Ask them if they have a monthly subscription for getting blowouts. And then you can go and like, I have like unlimited blowouts, I think, or maybe it's four a month. Either way, I never run out. So for the cost of one blowout, I am getting blowouts every week. So it's like every 7 to 8 days, I go and I get a blowout. They wash your hair. They, you know, condition it. They take care of it for you. And for me, like while I'm sitting there getting my hair washed and dried and styled and all of that, like I am working. I'm working from my phone, or sometimes I bring my laptop. Like it is such a time-saving hack. Like I am catching up on email, or maybe I'm just resting and relaxing. Maybe I don't want to work and catch up. Maybe I just need some self-care. Like then I'm using that time to do that. But one way or another, like I am using the time in a better way. And like not having to wash my own hair, not having to blow dry my own hair, not having to style my own hair. Like they just do it all for me. And then it lasts me. And then like on day three, so I have trained my hair to not get oily. Like you can train your hair. It is a fact. Again, this is something you can go and look up how to do it. But I deliberately trained my hair like 5 or 6 years ago to not get oily like it used to. Like I used to have to wash it every day. And now like I absolutely do not. I wash it once a week and I literally don't do it myself. So I get a blowout like once a week-ish. And then on day three, I use this natural dry shampoo powder. And then like I'll apply a little more on day five. And then I go the next, you know, I go through day six and then like usually day seven, sometimes day eight, I go and get my hair washed. So I'm washing my hair about once a week, which is typically healthier for it. Obviously, like you want to take care of your scalp and you don't want like buildup. So you don't want to use too much products. Like I really don't use products in my hair except for this like arrowroot natural powder. I don't really use hairspray. I put serums on the ends of my hair to like refresh it and keep it from getting dry, but that's literally it. My scalp is like free of product. And so that little routine that I just outlined, like this dry shampoo blowout routine, has simplified and elevated my hair game so much. It's just so much easier. And then whenever I am getting my hair washed and it's getting washed and styled for me. And again, like I can use that time to like unwind, read a book, catch up on work, like whatever. Okay, moving out of beauty, let's talk about life management hacks that have simplified and elevated me. Okay. Number one here is this app called Thumbtack. There are other apps like it. There's like TaskRabbit and probably a million others. But the point is an app that you can delegate to just get shit done, like random shit. Like I have had someone come and just build the bunk beds for me. And they charged me like $60 to just like build my boy's new bunk bed. Cause I was like IKEA and I was just like, no, pass. And Brian was busy and it was sitting there for like a week and a half. And I was just like, no, Thumbtack, someone come and do this for me. And I like it too, because like, I don't know, this is kind of weird and small, but it feels big to me. When Brian and I were like, I mean, you guys have probably heard our story. It's episode 6 of the show if you want to go listen. But like we were so poor, like so poor. And there were not things like this. You couldn't be an Uber driver. You couldn't be an Uber Eats driver. You couldn't go on Thumbtack and pick up some quick cash. And like that would have changed our lives. And so not everyone on Thumbtack is like someone that like needs extra cash. There are a lot of companies and stuff on there and people that have like licenses and stuff. But I personally actually kind of like hiring people that are just people that are like trying to make extra cash, because it makes me feel really good and thinking like, I wish that we had had something like this when Brian and I were struggling so bad before the business. So no, it's just a little abundance thing that I really like. Like I'd rather just delegate and spend the like little bit of cash and like support someone and then like have them supporting me back by taking this off my plate. So it's kind of like an abundance energy exchange, in my opinion, that I really enjoy doing. So if you can do it, do it. This, what are the little things hanging around that have just been bugging you? Like the pictures you need hung, the things that like, you know, maybe your spouse or partner has just been too busy, or, you know, they just haven't been getting around to it. Like if it suits you and your guys' relationship, like just delegate it. So those are the little house projects, little things that just need to be done, things that are broken, need to be fixed, things that need to be painted, whatever it is, like just getting it done out of the way. And Thumbtack is the app that I use for that. This is not sponsored. I'm just telling you what I use and I love it. Do it. It's amazing. All right. The next thing in the life management section is, again, not sponsored. It probably should be, but it's not. Flown. This is a focus platform. As someone with ADHD, that really severely impacts my day-to-day life, especially when it comes to work and running my business, I have started using Flown. It's basically like takes the idea of body doubling, which you can research on your own. It's a major helpful hack for people with ADHD. It takes the idea of body doubling and just they created a platform for it. So I will like log in or just do like a drop-in for one of their sessions and like work with in like a Zoom room where it's always muted. You cannot unmute yourself and like work with like a bunch of strangers, like also working. And it's weird. Like it just makes you so much more productive. This is backed by like science and studies. And you can again, go and find all that information yourself. Go check them out. I'll link to them in the show notes, of course, but doing this a few times a week, like the membership is so cheap. It's really affordable. And I like do this a few times a week. Sometimes I go through spurts while I do this every day. And I literally get like, I am not exaggerating right now. I have repeatedly gotten like 3 days of work done in an hour and a half when I use Flown. So now I'm like hyper obsessed with it. Go on there, join. Maybe you'll see me on there. Say hi in the chat if you do. But it's amazing and is especially an ADHD life changer. The next thing in this section is a laundry service. So for us, like this is not perfect. And like, of course, we have like days and weeks where like things are just kind of off. But the plan and the layout that I have things at this point, because my kids are a bit older, is the kids do their own laundry and I send mine out. I like this because then my laundry service isn't costing like a ton of money because there's like a lot of people in my family and like it would be more pricey, obviously, for me to send out everyone's laundry. But a lot of my clothes are dry clean only. A lot of my clothes are delicate. And then even like my underwear, my sweats, like my socks, like just wash and fold type of things, I send them out to my laundry service. I got an organic laundry service here in Scottsdale and they come twice a week. They drop off my last order and pick up my next one. So all of my clothes I know are getting handled really well. They're getting dry cleaned if they need to be. And then they come back like folded, like it's amazing. So I literally just put my shit away. And then the kids, Bella and Leland, the older two kids, they do all of the kids' laundry and then everyone goes and puts their own stuff away. So the laundry is just like off my brain and like always taken care of. And I love it. Huge life hack. The final section of this podcast is going to be organization. So these are things that have to do with being organized and helping me stay organized that have simplified and elevated my life. The first thing is my purse pouch. So, okay, I got this like pouch on Amazon. Again, I will link. I am literally obsessed. Like my man makes fun of me because I get like so excited pulling out this pouch and like pulling things out of it that I need. Like he's just like, you literally love that pouch more than me. No, like my purse pouch has changed my life. I have it in front of me. So if you're watching the video, like I'm showing it and I'm going to walk you through some stuff that I have in here. It's literally just this like black and plastic pouch with double-sided zippers. And I just keep things in here that I need. And I switch this pouch from purse to purse. So I don't have random shit at the bottom of my purse anymore. Like literally my purse is empty. And then whatever purse I'm using that day, I put my pouch and my wallet inside and that's it. So it's literally like if I'm using a backpack because I'm going out for errands with the kids and I'm like wearing activewear, my pouch and my wallet go in there. If I'm wearing like a really nice, cute day bag, like my pouch and my wallet goes in there. Like whatever I need, the only thing it doesn't fit in is obviously if I'm like going out for like an evening or like to the club or something, like and I have like a really tiny bag, like obviously I'm not bringing this giant pouch, but this literally comes with me everywhere. Some things that are in it. I have lip gloss. I have contact refresh drops. I have powder, concealer, SPF resetting spray. I have a little makeup sponge. I have a claw hair clip. I have these little, you know, those little Colgate like toothbrushes on the go where like you bite down and it releases the toothpaste that has like floss on the other side. I have those. I have a scented body oil, lip sunscreen. I have a little facial razor, Cuban girl problems, just in case a little chin hair decides to join me on my day out. Yeah, like touch up makeup, like travel size of like touch up makeup. On the other side, I have organic tampons. I have my flex, an extra flex disc, so period supplies. I have a pen. I have hair refresh oil for my ends if they get dry. I have this little pill container in here for like vitamins, Motrin, little Zanny, you know, panic attack problems. So yeah, that is a game changer. And I'm not kidding. Like, go get yourself a purse pouch. That's all I'm saying. It's a purse hack that will change everything. I'm obsessed. Okay, the next thing on this part of the list is packing pods. I don't have a visual because I'm sitting in my office, obviously, but packing pods are amazing. You can literally just go on Amazon and search packing pods. You're going to find like knockoffs, the original, whatever, it doesn't matter. I am not like, okay, I went to Florida with my whole family for a month. It was actually a little over a month. And I packed for the entire trip in like a suitcase just a little bit bigger than a carry-on, and I didn't need anything else. Like, I literally, though, you roll your clothes kind of like KonMari, I don't know how you say it, style in the packing pods, and you can like layer things on top. Like, these packing pods weirdly help you fit like an F ton of clothes in like a tiny little packing cube thing. And then you put those in your suitcase and you can fit like 5 times as many things in a suitcase. So this has really saved me for traveling for work when I like need to go away for, you know, a few days, but I'm doing something that's like a really big deal, or I need to kind of bring like a few options of things to wear in case something happens because I'm going to go on TV, or I just want to dress by mood and I want options. Like, I can still bring just a carry-on because the packing pods let me bring like more things and bring options and stuff. Packing pods, especially packing for your kids, like, don't pack without them ever again, because now you know. Links and everything that you need in show notes. And the final hack that has simplified and elevated my life are my car upgrades. So just little organization upgrades that I added. I got everything on Amazon. Again, all the links for you in show notes. I put like a little trash can inside the middle lift up console. So like after I use one of these, you know, little toothbrushes on the go from my pouch. That's gross. I don't really want that anywhere. I'm putting it in the trash can. Wrappers from fast food and stuff go in my little trash can. And then it's one of the kids' weekly chores to like empty that out and get and clean out the car. So it's done. Yay. I have these like purse hooks on the back of my chair. So like my purse isn't rolling around. Stuff isn't falling out of it. It just, any bags that we have, kids' backpacks, whatever, there's 4 hooks total on the back of my 2 front seats. And game changer, there is this little car vacuum that I got off of Amazon that I can just like pull it out and just vacuum things up if something spills. Or, you know, I have Phoebe. She's also my car vacuum. And then just like my purse pouch, I actually have another one of these in my car, and it's my car pouch. So I have like healthy packaged snacks, like the ones from Thrive Market that I talk about, where it's like the little like mushroom jerky. I have a little like collapsible water bowl for Phoebe if she gets thirsty and starts to die, bulldog problems, and just extra little, another, you know, lip gloss, just little things that you just need, that you just want to have around in case something happens, lotion, whatever. Extra period supplies, the organic pads that Bella likes to use, like, I'm set up. And it's just these little things where you like put a little bit of effort and intention into the stupid little shit that like makes your life so much simpler and saves you a ton of stress. So this was fun. I know this wasn't like deep work or anything, but like, I feel like this is fun. This is good. And like, this is the kind of stuff that we need support in sometimes. So hope you enjoyed. Go simplify and elevate your life with these little tips. I love you guys. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's_me, or you can search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.